from the basement.
This is Ben Dixon, and you just entered Monsters from the Basement. Hello, everybody. This is James Downing back with another episode of Monsters from the Basement. We're in Nashville, Tennessee today at the downtown Nashville location of Ben Dixon's Lone Wolf Tattoo Shop, and we're going to be talking about the Full Moon Convention this year and what he's got going on. How's it going, Ben?
It's going great, James, man. Everything has been just super busy. We've got a lot planned for, that we're changing. A lot of upcoming things for the new show. Stacy's definitely kept me quite busy, and she said to tell you hello today, and she missed you.
Yeah, Stacy's one of my favorite actresses. She's pretty cool.
Yeah, we had to take our little baby to the dentist today, so he was running around wild. But all is good, man. We've got we're moving the show this year downtown to the convention center.
Now that'll give you a lot more room, right?
Absolutely. Where we've been 8 of the 10 years of the Full Moon Festival had been out at the Marriott Hotel out by the airport. And even though we loved the hotel and the place and the people there, you know, we just had experience where we were running out of space. Especially with, you know, as many of the tattoo artists as we have, there's probably about 40-something booths of tattoo artists, and then you know, the full horror festival as well. So we started experiencing where we were just, you know, more people wanted to work the show, and we just had to turn people away every year. So we decided that, you know, more space and actually bringing it downtown Nashville would be a plus for everybody.
Yeah, there's a lot of hotels and restaurants and stuff in that area, and I know the Marriott was kind of there by itself, you know, and you had to drive pretty far to get something to eat or something.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, you're 15 minutes from downtown at the Marriott. It's close. It's convenient to the airport, but you're in Donelson, and you know, you're up on that hill, and it's just, you know, you're just kind of stuck there. Most of the people after the show, I mean, they want to go downtown and experience downtown Nashville. And, you know, with this, all they got to do now at the convention center is just literally walk out the front door, and you're standing on Broadway, historic downtown Broadway, with all the honky-tonks.
Now, who are some of the guests you've got confirmed so far?
Right now, we've got Norman Reedus. We just confirmed him. Danny Trejo, Robert Carradine. Stacy just talked to Tom Savini the other day. This is not on the website yet, but Tom Savini's wanting to come back. I think he was here about 4 or 5 years ago, but he's coming back. Jerry the King Lawler, Diamond Dallas Page. So we're getting in some wrestlers this year. I think Jerry Lynn's going to come. Tom Atkins, Ted White, George Wilbur. You know, we want to do a I was thinking about this the other day, is do a nice stuntman Q&A. Because a lot of times, you know, that you'll see the men behind the mask, but most of these guys that portrayed Jason or Michael were actual stuntmen. So, and I've always been intrigued by the stuntmen, you know, my crazy life of wrestling and everything too. I mean, it's always attracted me. And so I think, you know, I want to put together a good Q&A stuntman thing.
It'd be pretty interesting. Will you have more vendors at this one than you did at the previous shows?
Yeah, I think the space, we've got 40,000 square feet in one room, as to where we had close to 20,000 square feet in three rooms at the Marriott. So we're literally doubling our space and having it all, the convenience, in one room. So it's like the one in, was it Lexington Scarefest?
Yeah,
how that's laid out in one nice big convention hall. It'll be a lot like that.
Is there any other guests that you can talk about?
I believe we're going to be getting Sophia, who the little girl that played Sophia in the Walking Dead series. Spoke with her dad the other day, so I think we're going to do a Norman Reedus Sophia reunion, so to speak. You know, supposedly they had connected real good, you know, on the show, working together and stuff. And so I think we're going to add her. There's some other people that we're talking with. You know, we just haven't completely confirmed yet.
Now, I know you're doing a little bit of expanding here with a tattoo shop too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's you know, being in the business tattooing for 20 years, you know, you have to kind of stay up on everything. There's so many new shops, new artists, you know, and a lot of people moving to Nashville. So, you know, we definitely have to keep being innovative and doing new things. Where our Franklin store, been out there about 8 years, and 8-9 years, and what we're going to be doing, we're moving it. We bought a building, and we're moving to a new location closer to the interstate, and we're adding tattoo removal. We bought a laser, and, you know, Stacy's went out to California and got certified in permanent cosmetics, so she's going to be doing the, you know, tattooing the eye makeup and lip liner and doing the tattoo removal. Also, too, our Mount Juliet store is getting ready to move to East Nashville. We found a cool spot. One of our vendors, Robert Logue and Richard Cook, they do typography. They're always at a lot of the shows and do a lot of prints. Robert and his wife, Jamila, are going to be doing a store called Logue's Black Raven Emporium. And it's kind of like more or less an expanded version of what they do at their booth. But Jamila's going to be selling vintage clothing. They're going to have, you know, their artwork. And then DVD Bob is, who also regular at the shows, he's going to be having a room where he's going to be selling some of his, you know, out-of-print movies. And down in the basement, they're building like an old grindhouse-style theater that seats about 40 people. So the Lone Wolf East Nashville shop is going to be in the same building. So should be a really cool combination.
Now, that's in East Nashville, at the corner of Trinity Lane and Gallatin Road, right?
Correct, yeah. It's right on the corner. It was an old vet's building, Caudell's Vet Building or something, for a long time. I think, you know, should be both of us opening here in the next couple of weeks.
I know last year y'all did a show convention in Chattanooga as well. Are y'all going to do that this year?
Absolutely, we are. You know, that was a big learning experience last year, expanding, you know, to do out of Nashville and do a show in Chattanooga. So what they ended up being right on top of each other, pretty much. I mean, Chattanooga was in March and then Nashville was in May. So this year, with the full moon, Nashville Festival is going to be, you know, April 6th, 7th, and 8th. The Chattanooga show is going to be September 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Gives people a couple of weeks after Dragon Con. I think it's the weekend before Scarefest. So it should hit right in there nicely in the fall. And Chattanooga is just a great town.
Yeah, I had fun at the show last year.
Yeah, it was very interesting. And we're also getting the convention center hall, which was attached to the Marriott where we had the convention this past year. But we'll actually be in the convention center down there, which gives us more room as well.
Your wife, Stacy, she got anything going on at the moment other than the tattoo removal and the cosmetics and all that?
Chasing the kids. Yeah. And well, she's repainted our whole house this past week. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, when every year at the first of the year, it always gets her, you know, wanting to do something new with the house and stuff. And, of course, she sends me out to buy the paint and then, you know, she does all the work. She's, you know, she's really talented. And yeah, she's got a photo shoot tomorrow. But really, she's really excited and focusing on, you know, the permanent cosmetics. I mean, she got her license yesterday, you know, for official tattoo artist license yesterday. And, you know, so now, I mean, you know, she's just really wanting to, you know, expand. I mean, she's still going to be modeling and acting and everything. But, you know, we're really trying to focus on the businesses right now.
All right, sounds like 2012 is going to be a busy year for y'all.
Well, we hope so. I mean, you know, it's always busy. You know, we just we want, you know, we're trying a lot of new things this year, and you know, we hope that it's successful. And you know, but you know, if you don't if you don't try, you never know. So we're going to go for it the best we can and try to give, you know, all the fans the best show, what they've been accustomed to with for the Full Moon Festivals, and just build on that and give them a little bit more this year.
Yeah, y'all also recently re-released Old Habits Die Hard on DVD, right?
Yeah, that was another thing we wanted. We had been wanting to do a behind the scenes, you know, but we just get caught up with everything else. And Gene Vaton Hadley, our co-writer, you know, he helped put together the behind the scenes. And of course, he and I had filmed a music video. He and I used to be in a band together. And which is one cool thing we're going to be doing at the festival. We're doing a bunch of old reunions from late 80s, early 90s Nashville rock bands.
Oh, really?
And since we're going to be doing downtown some of the after show stuff, we're going to have clubs. And I think B.B. King's is going to allow us to book some bands down there. And actually, our old band's going to play, and some of the other local bands. Intruder's going to play, and I believe Valentine Saloon. And,
oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so it's going to be, you know, kind of a nostalgia kind of feel. But, you know, get some of the old rocking, you know, early 90s, late 80s Nashville rock bands that actually went on to do something for a while, you know. I mean, there was so much of a history of rock music here, you know. I mean, the country music kind of, you know, covers over it a lot of times. But, yeah, man, we're excited. We're just trying to make something new happen.
Sounds good, and I appreciate you taking some time this morning talking with me.
Yeah, it's always great pleasure seeing you, James, and I think we're going to be discussing your next tattoo.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, all right.
I wish you the best of luck in 2012, man.
Well, thank you, James, and to you as well. I mean, Monsters from the Basement, I mean, you know, it's such a growing little indie project, and, you know, I wish you the best as well.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
All right. We'll see you guys later. And this is Ben and Stacy Dixon from Monsters from the Basement.